You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the world famous Britpop Show, starting with one you haven't heard in ages. One Way by The Levellers. Welcome to the Britpop Show. Now, if you were listening last week, or if you listened to last week's podcast, you'll know that I was doing 30 years since 1995. And so I was doing loads of songs from 1995 to celebrate the fact that this year there will be loads of 30-year anniversaries of what was a pretty big year in Britpop. But I've had a complaint, and so this show is going to be about complaints. And it can be complaints about songs that I didn't play last week. Complaints are literally a complaint about anything, whatever you want to complain about. And it starts with Mark, and he says, you can start next week's show with a complaint from a listener. Well, I haven't, Mark, so you can complain about that. He says, all right. Now, there is a very big clue, he said. In 1995, two bands released a song called All Right, Cast and Supergrass. So how is it all right that last week's Best of 1995 show failed to play at least one of these songs? Now, I appreciate the way that complaint was worded. I'm going to deal with it, but I'm not going to deal with it in the way you think I am. I'm going to play All Right by Supergrass and then something else by Cast, because I'm not going to play that. But I remember when their debut album came out, I was sitting in a barber's chair thinking, what? Yeah, barber's chair. That's how long ago it was. Thinking, what the hell is this? It was Sandstorm that they played. I'm not going to play that either. You're going to have to hang on and find out what it is. But first of all, bit of Supergrass.
listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
We have a happy customer. Mark has just got in contact and said, that'll do, that'll do. He didn't say pig, that'll do pig, but close enough. Right, I love it when the universe gets in harmony, right? I was just about to do a link on something that I tweeted about, if you can still say tweet, X'd about, on the 15th of December. And it copied in Discogs. And Discogs have literally, in the last couple of minutes, just liked it. I mean, that's just, for me, that's some sort of universal harmony that's going on there. So the point was, I got asked a question by a guy called Jason Paris about, there was a band that I played, The Dandies, and they had a song called Dirty Weekend, and I forgot to mention that it was called Dirty Weekend. And so a couple of people asked me, what was the name of that song? And so I responded to him, said it's not on Discogs. It's not on Spotify, so you might be able to get it on Discogs. Anyway, I mentioned that on the podcast, and he was very excited and said, "I've just heard my mention on the podcast. Awesome! I purchased it on Discogs, and it has arrived. Thanks from Toronto," because he's listening from Toronto. That's the way we roll. That's why I said at the start of the show, the world famous Britpop show. See all links. Anyway, so I went over to Blue Sky because he said, "Oh, I messaged you on Blue Sky." And what he did was he took a 30-second video of the Britpop show. It looked like he was listening to it on a massive TV. And he put like a mic drop and said, "I've just been mentioned on the Britpop show. You're very welcome, Jason. You've been mentioned again. And who would have thought that this worldwide fame would come about all because of this song?" Not sure how many double negatives there are in that song, but I don't not like it. Right, I'm going to give you a choice. People are saying that the set list for Oasis, apparently they're playing in 2025. I don't know if you knew about it. The set list has been released, or leaked, rather. It hasn't, because this set list I'm about to give you doesn't have Wonderwall on it, so it's obviously fake. But of these songs that, imagine this were the set list, of these songs, which one do you want to hear at the end of the show? So they reckoned that they were going to start with Acquiesce, then Some Might Say, Lila, Shaker Maker, Hindu Times. Don't play the Hindu Times, by the way, if you're listening, Noel. Columbia, Cast No Shadow, She's Electric, Stand By Me, Stop Crying Your Heart Out, The Importance of Being Idle, which somebody said was Noel's favourite song, Half the World Away, Whatever, Slide Away, Supersonic, Morning Glory, which I could leave, Rock and Roll Star, Cigarettes and Alcohol, Don't Look Back in Anger, Live Forever, Champagne Supernova. Pretty decent set list, that. Obviously not the set list, but I wouldn't be upset if that were... that were the set list. Let me know what Oasis song you want to hear at the end of the show off that list. In the meantime, it's 30 years since Sleeper released In Betweener. So we had Jason from Toronto, and now we've had Davo. He's from America. Never quite sure where he is from America. Let us know, Davo. Anyway, he is back, but he's not live. I know everybody thinks he's going to be live. It's disappointing. He's no longer because he's got some stupid new job. What can we do? Anyway, Davo says he messaged me on Blue Sky. He said, Davo here, some great albums in 95. Songs that you didn't play were... So this is effectively a complaint and therefore falls within the whole ethos of the show. The Universal by Blur, On Your Own. London, Can You Wait, Gene, or All Right, Cast, The Bends or Black Star, Radiohead, Don't Look Back in Anger or Cast No Shadow, Oasis, Common People, Pulp, 10 Story Love Song, The Stone Roses. There are many more. Let's play some of that, shall we?
blowing out our wind. Where are you now when I need you? Alone on an airplane, falling asleep against the window pane. My blood will thin. Nothing underneath. Who are my real friends? Have they all got the bends? Am I really sinking? They're slow. The baby's got the bends. I know. We don't have any real friends. No, no, no. Just like fit on, talking to my girlfriend, waiting for something to happen. I wish it was the 60s, I wish we could be happy. I wish that something would happen. Where do I go from here? The planet is a Gundam, the sea of fear. And where are you? Brought in the CIA.
From the 1990s.
Understand. And she just smiled and held my hand.
Just fielding your complaints this week, basically complaints about the songs that I didn't play last week for 1995, and those were a couple of Devo's complaints. I say complaints in the nicest possible way, because I know you don't really mean it as a complaint, all, apart from Mark, who suggested I start the show with his complaint, but keep sending them in if you have them. In the meantime, we've got some news. I love it when the fact that Britpop was, as we're demonstrating, 30 years ago, I love the fact that there's still new music coming out. And Stereophonics have said they will release their 13th studio album in March. Basically, there's going to be a single in January, the album out in March, and as yet we don't have a title. But as soon as we do, I'm sure I'll let you know. But let's go back to where it all began.
Standing at the bus stop with my shopping in my hands, when I'm overhearing elder ladies as the rumors start to fly. Hear them in the schoolyard, in the scrapyard, in the chip shop, in the phone box, in the pool hall, at the shoe stall, every corner turned around. Starting with a schoolgirl who was running home to her mom and dad. Told them she was playing in the change room of the local football side. I said, tell us again. She told him again. The truth they found it hard to believe, cause he taught I was Steve, even trained me, taught Uncle John as a father of three. Only takes one tree to make a thousand matches, only takes one match to burn a thousand. Classroom of a
plastic man and maid. At the scouts hall, at the football, where the wives we trust to pay. They all honor his name, did a lot for the game. Got his name locked up above the small town gates, and they're ripping them down, stamping the ground. Picture gathers dust in the bar, and the lunch, it takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand. Sports ground gates, now they're ripping them down, stamping the ground. Picture gathers dust in the bar, and the lunch, it takes one tree to make a thousand matches. Only takes one match to burn a thousand trees.
Phones are going off the hook tonight. There's loads of messages from loads of people. One just came in just then. Right. So the Stereophonics have got a new album coming out. And also the Supernaturals have got a new one coming out. They've released the cover art for their new album. It's out, they say, in the spring, which is delightfully mysterious. And it's called Show Tunes. And again, let's go back to where it started.
Cheap as I'm freaking, I've had such a weekend. I think I must be turning to God. My girlfriend has dumped me and headed for the country. The boy who wears white socks. I wish the payments were burning. Someone's coming along. Instead, I'm virtually freezing. I'm working on this boring old song. Cause when the touch hits the cat. We'll be right back.
New music from the Stereophonics and the Supernaturals. I can't wait to hear the new Supernatural stuff. Maybe we'll get them on the show talking about it. Stereophonics, I doubt. Kelly Jones is somewhat elusive. We had a message from Dave Williams. He said, would love a new Echo Belly album. There actually is one, but it's stuck in limbo due to problems with the record label. Fingers crossed they find a way to release it. And on the basis that we do hope they find a way to release it, let's remind ourselves just how great Echo Belly are.
Hits from the 1990s. Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Let me dirty up your mind. I'll strip away your heart veneer and see what I can find. The lamest of the lame, the nearest of the dim. I hate to see you here.
It's something we don't often do, a one-year anniversary. It is 1 year since Shed 7 released their first ever number one album, A Matter of Time. Released a year ago today, but I'm not going to play you that. I'm going to play Shed 7's best ever song.
When you need to, I took to you. I
A somewhat enjoyable stat just popped up, slightly random. Saturday Night was released as the third single from Coming Up on this day in 1997 by Suede. So got to play it, really. That's it, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks as ever for listening. And if you've got any complaints or even just any comments, just message me during the week at The Britpop Show on Twitter or indeed on the old X. And with news that Netflix are set to release a documentary on Oasis in March 2025, I leave you with Oasis and indeed with the Oasis song that got the most number of votes. Here is She's Electric.
I've never expected, and I need more time. She's got a sister, and God only knows how I've missed her. And on the palm of her hand is a blister.
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop. At the top.